Treasurer Tasha Burkett says around 38 prepared food and beverage businesses have been delinquent for more than 90 days and are subject to criminal charges. Half of those 38 businesses have come around.
They're coming to us now because there's legal charges against them in these 19 cases, and they want to get right. They understand that we put out there, hey, we are willing to work with you, so let's see what we can do. And I think that was the message that we wanted to put out there. We're going to work with you if you want to work with us.
Commissioner of the Revenue, Ryan LaFountain.
All ears. More than happy to consider all possible options to make this process easier. A big part of the problem is, you know, with the nature of meals tax, much like sales tax, is the responsibility of the seller to collect it and then report it. And that seems to be where the issue is, the reporting piece.
Taxes are the primary revenue source by which government operates, notes Burkett in the public memo from Roanoke City, so it is critical we make every effort to collect them. Gene Marano, WFIR News.